Today is Easter Saturday, the day between the death and resurrection of Jesus. A day we often don't know what to do with. But Jesus, today we choose to be with you and to surrender to the work you want to do in our lives today. As we've been journeying through the book of Matthew, today's reading is from Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 to 61. Let us read together. As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. He rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. Lord, thank you for your word, and now we come to you to be with you, to be quiet with you, to know you, and in this space to be still before you and to know that you are God. Lord, we often think of the other disciples, but today we think of Joseph. Joseph, who had become a disciple of yours and who trusted you and loved you and followed you and put his hope in you. And together with your other disciples had seen you die. We don't know exactly what he was thinking on this day, but I can only imagine him feeling so deeply conflicted as he had witnessed your body being beaten and your body getting to the point of giving up, to the point of actual death. Lord, I can only imagine how he had given himself to you. And while it is easy for us to say that Sunday is coming, he had no idea what would happen in the next few days. I almost imagine him being in a kind of a twilight zone, caught between his hope and his faith, and this reality that confronted him, the tangible reality of your dead body. And yet something in him still wanted to love you, to honor you. So deep was your impact in his life, he still sought to do right by you and treat you with care and with honor and sacrifice and love, even in the middle of his dashed hopes and his deep doubts. Lord, I know many of us have had to say goodbye to a loved one and experience the pain and the grief that comes with that. I cannot imagine what it was like for Joseph as he took your lifeless body and physically placed it in a dark, empty tomb. I'm sure if there was any hope that you may still be alive, quickly faded away as he had to eventually tear himself away from your lifeless form, leaving you alone in a dark tomb and say goodbye, and in his mind say goodbye forever. We think also of Mary and Mary, who were shell-shocked seeing the tomb close its final inches as they took their final glimpses of you. And once again, all their hopes, all their faith, all their expectations crushed as the entrance to the tomb was finally sealed. And Jesus, while we were not there on that day, many of us can identify with this experience. The experience of promises seemingly unfulfilled. The experience of hope evaporating until it is all but gone. The experience of faith crumbling under the weight of crushing circumstances. The experience of grief as all the things we had hoped in you for seem to fade away. The experience of trying to hold on to you and trying to honor and love you. And those moments of the dark night of the soul where it has felt to us like a one-way relationship. The experience not of life and life to the full, but of grief and death and of your silence. Lord, before we move too quickly to the resurrection life we can celebrate tomorrow, we know from the story that while you seemed silent and it seemed as if evil had won and that death had won and that the enemy had won, and while Joseph and Mary and these disciples were left to reel in their grief and loss, Lord, they were not receiving a regular update of what you were actually doing, because from their perspective, you seemed completely absent. And yet, Lord, we know that in these moments, you were doing your greatest work. Beyond what our eyes could see, you were defeating death. You were confronting the ultimate enemy, waging the biggest war and fiercest battle. You were fighting on our behalf. And Lord, you were fulfilling your promises. You were remaining faithful and you were showing your power. And even though we could not see that, we now know that this is what you were doing. And as we may find ourselves in similar situations today, in the silence of Easter Saturday, we choose to believe the gospel that you are fighting for us right now. And so, Lord, protect us in this space. Hold us in this space, the space between death and life, the space between hopes dashed and hopes fulfilled, the space between promises given and promises fulfilled, the space between grief and joy, the space where from our perspective we simply receive silence. And be with us there. Hold us there as we often feel completely helpless and immobile and maybe even faithless in that space. And just like Joseph, as we confront the challenges of our often hostile circumstances, may something in us still seek you, to love you and to honor you. May something in our souls and hearts grow in this space, this silent space, this uncomfortable space. Lord, as far as we are able, we trust you here today in this space as you do your greatest work, a work beyond what we can see and perceive. And so in this space, we trust you. In the quiet, in the grief, in the silence, in the difficulty of this space, we trust you.